With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. We've now experienced 5 months of various restrictions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This has certainly been an adjustment for all of us, not least of which are agricultural companies. But after significant concerns early on, the preventative measures seem to be working and keeping food on grocery shelves. Brian Little is the Director of Employment Policy at the California Farm Bureau.
My sense is that, places, for example, like in Monterey County, where it became obvious because they do harvest activity pretty early, leafy greens and things like that, that they were, and because, Monterey County being Monterey County, housing is ridiculously expensive over there. And so to the extent that they're trying to live in those communities and work in those communities, they're probably going to live in fairly dense housing situations. And I think Farm Bureau, the Grower Shipper Association, and some of those other organizations got in early and worked with their county government and with other entities over there and provided alternative housing for employees that needed to be isolated when they became ill. And even at that, even with that, I think, really extraordinary effort that they made, getting masks handed out, doing that, doing things like reducing density in both housing and transportation.
Little says he's hopeful that employers have done an effective job to protect their workers during this pandemic. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is California Ag Today. I'm Tim Hammerich.